Years to withdraw from the Paris Accords, but there are no enforcement mechanisms, so the new Trump administration could simply ignore the U.S.'s commitments. In Morocco yesterday, Secretary of State John Kerry warned against taking that step. He said climate change should not be a partisan issue.
No one has a right to make decisions that affect billions of people based on solely ideology.
At the same time, 365 American companies have written to the president-elect, imploring him to uphold the Paris Accords and warning, quote, failure to build a low-carbon economy puts American prosperity at risk. So what would environmental policy actually look like under a Trump administration? David Roberts covers this for Vox. He's a writer and journalist who has long reported on the need for tackling climate change. He joins me now from Portland. David Roberts, let's start off talking about the man who is going to help the Trump administration shape energy policy. Who is Myron Ebell and what does he believe?
Myron Ebell is the director of the climate change program at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which is a think tank in Washington, D.C. His belief is that climate change is a hoax or possibly no big deal, happening in no big deal, or possibly happening in good for us, depending on which day you ask him.